Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's been 20 years for the Men's Room on the Rock here in Seattle, and time to celebrate with our brand new 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven Brewing. As always, a portion of net proceeds from the beer go to our three Fisher House locations. That's where military and veteran families can stay free of charge while a loved one is in the hospital. The Men's Room 20th anniversary lager available in stores and bars now as we say cheers to 20 years. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Daily and Steve Miggs on the way from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. We will sit and spin. We've got 10 guilty pleasure songs from the 90s coming up. But first, time for a few emails in the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Couple from our question about can't believe you got into an argument about blank and leading to a physical confrontation. Dinosaurs, I was in kindergarten dealing with two things going on at the same time in my six-year-old life. The death of my grandpa and my parents' divorce. Now, my mother did not allow my older sister and I to go to my paternal grandpa's funeral, so I decided to wear his fishing hat to school. The teacher noticed my hat and tried to take it away, accusing me of stealing school property from the dress-up station in the classroom. She refused to listen when I told her that the hat was mine, gifted to me by my grandpa before his death. When she made another attempt to yank it off my head, I lost it and punched her in the face. Just like that. Ended up being sent to the principal's office after receiving confirmation from my parents about my grandma via phone call. My kindergarten teacher felt like crap. That from Lydia. That seems pretty aggressive as a five-year-old to punch someone and as an adult in the face.
Yeah, but I think if you feel threatened, I think it's just a reaction.
Yep. Bartolo's, when I was 11, hanging out with my younger brother and his friend. Had to keep an eye on him because he was my, I was the older brother, even though only a year, he was only a year younger than me. Him and his friends were making mom jokes to each other, and my brother said something about, your mom is so fat, when she jumped in the ocean, the whale started singing, "We are family," or some childish BS like that. Well, his,
I just haven't heard that one.
His friend states that he made that one up. My brother starts arguing and says that it was, in fact, him who made it up. Next thing I know, they're absolutely beating the hell out of each other. My brother ends up with a broken nose, and my friend's eye is swollen shut and bleeding super bad out of his forehead. I still give him crap for it to this day because it was hilarious. Keep on rocking, guys. That from Nathan. All right, let's move on to the birthdays brought to you by our friends at Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Drink responsibly.
Hello, oh, naked ladies.
He's on it.
Yes. Today is my coworker Cody's 24th birthday. When he's not playing tug of war with Cyclops, he can be found drifting his Miata around Evergreen Speedway. Could he please get a your girl and your Johnson? Your penis is too small, and maybe a couple dad jokes for Miles. Thanks, guys, and rock on. That from Chris.
In your girl and your Johnson.
Dad jokes. Why do women stand with their hands on their hips? Why do women stand with their hands on their hips?
I don't know why.
Because their pants don't have pockets, Dad. What do you call a man with no body and no nose? Nobody.
Nobody
no,
knows.
Nobody knows.
No, you call him dead.
Oh, dang.
And finally, two Irishmen walk out of a bar. Yep, thank you. Only Amigos and Wikipedia deceased thrill. I checked Wikipedia. You're not deceased.
Okay? Not anymore. I was for a while.
All right. Yeah. Shout out to Missy, a.k.a. Soldier Girl, on her birthday today. Since it's her lifetime goal of trying things she shouldn't, can she have Coke Ted give her advice about his first cocaine experience and how that worked out, along with how Coke nails should be used? Maybe Scottish Mike Hawk enlightening us about his time with Coke Ted. See you all at the next event. It was great seeing the new originals back together again. Thanks, guys. That from Bacon.
Ha ha ha! You want to know my first time Coke Ted got involved? I'll tell you, it's pretty simple. To that party. Everybody's there. People are hanging out. One super hot chick says, hey, you want to do some coke? We'll go to the bathroom. I went in there. Next thing I know, I was in there all night with three other dudes bitching about stuff. Felt great, though.
I didn't partake with the Coke Ted, but the man stays up until 5 o'clock in the morning, and then he just does another line. Meanwhile, I just slam down a beer and a whiskey, call it good, but bloody hell, he gets into it, that man.
You ever been out with the Coke people?
Sure.
When you're drinking and stuff, and they keep going in there using what I would call a performance-enhancing drug. Yeah. It's like, you not making it? No. Like, man, you passed out. Like, yeah, I passed out. It was 2 a.m. Yes. We've been drinking for hours.
Right.
Not me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I had a buddy, I swear to God, he was like stumbling in a bar. They go in the bathroom, he comes out, and he's like, let's rock.
Right.
So you got to be kidding me.
That was amazing. Right back to normal. Guys, today's my husband Kramer's 36th trip around the sun. I'd love to give him a shout out for being the best husband and father we could ask for. Here's to another great year, Head. Coach? Here's to another great year, Head. I guess his name is Head.
Year ahead, maybe.
I guess. And here's to another great year ahead. Can we get him some green beans and Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans talking about the Mile High Club? Thanks a bunch, guys. Have an awesome day. That from Melody.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Sure.
Green bean.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, I always enjoy boarding a plane because I always offer to show the air hostesses my own version of the cockpit.
Yeah, it's a Mile High Club, you know. She just has to be a small, petite woman.
Yeah.
Guys, can I get a big 48-year shout-out for my wife, Natalia? Can you give her a pat, say Jack, with her favorite letter? The Dirty Germans telling her that everything is bigger with her reading glasses on. And Coach Ted explaining the 48 is still a long way from 50. Love the show and all you do, guys. That from Carrie.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Yeah, I requires that all the women that I'm with in the bedroom wears their reading glasses. Not so much for the focus, but yeah, to make things look bigger.
Yeah, it's also fun to, you know, it's like the notorious Big said, I'd like them educated so I can on the glasses.
Yeah, it's also eye protection.
Yeah, come on, man. You're 48. We're about turning 50. Well, I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. A lot of things in life you could worry about, but it hasn't even happened yet. You got 2 years to sit around in your 40s and go, I'm only in my 40s. Now, when you get to 50, freak out about it. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to wake up one day and just be 50. Chill out.
Chill out.
All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
BG. Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Room returns with Miles and Thrush.
All right, come up here at 5:08. We will drink and toast for the show of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. New Zealand's Wellington Airport announced that it'll be removing a statue from their facility. A large piece featuring Gandalf the Wizard riding a giant eagle.
I keep hearing about this. Is there any reason they're pulling it down? Just has it run its course?
I think it's just run its course. As much as I do love the franchise and think that it should stay indefinitely, I understand that those movies came out like in the 2000s.
Doesn't matter.
When
they
first started.
But didn't
matter,
they also, because they filmed it there.
They did. Right. They filmed it there. Also, look, man, the books have been out longer than the movie. What? Mr. Rogers is still in Pittsburgh.
Where and
the
so hell is it? So is Lego Franco Harris.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only
you
thing people it. Bring up is the fact that they saw Lego Franco Harris and Mr. Right. Rogers in the Pittsburgh airport.
I promise you, if I left the Wellington, New Zealand airport, I would not talk about New Zealand. I'd be like, dude, there's Gandalf riding a freaking eagle.
It's crazy. Like, and if you're old enough to remember, former Seattle Seahawk Franco Harris.
Yeah.
Enshrined in the Pittsburgh airport.
Well, we do have that here, too. Isn't there a wing of our airport that's got Walter Jones standing there somewhere, doesn't it? We've got a statue of somebody out there. Maybe I'm wrong.
My favorite part about SeaTag is the fact that they've got the famous people from SeaTag greeting you.
Oh, yes.
So they got a Kenny G announcement. They got a Duff McKagan announcement.
Yes, they do. Rick Riz.
Ben from Death Cab for Cutie. Yeah. So all those guys, like, they come on and say, like, welcome to the Seattle airport.
Right.
I think that's cool.
I hear you when I'm taking a dump in the airport before my flight.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Duff McKagan. Don't be a douchebag in the airport.
Yeah. Wipe your butt, Mike.
He should just pick some proper
Wash
name.
Your hands.
Talking to you, Jeff.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Wash
if they
your
just
hands.
Kind of called people out.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Early morning flight. You feel like crap. You're at the airport. There's Duff calling you out.
Right.
You, Mike.
Gary, you don't need another beer. Head to the gate.
Four sugars in that coffee?
Four sugars in that coffee. Oh, God. New research suggests that even in your mid-50s, light exercise can help prevent Alzheimer's.
Well, yeah, I mean, have they found any research where exercise is bad? I feel like every day we hear, hey, if you do exercise for this, that, and the other, they're like, right, it's beneficial.
Right. When have they stopped talking about,
don't exercise.
Don't exercise. Unless you are injured, go ahead, just do some light exercise from time to time.
Sleep, nutrition, exercise. These are not updates.
And it's something as small as, you know, just getting your 10,000 steps every day. Exactly. You know what? That too. That's exercise.
You know, they say
masturbate while getting your 10,000 steps.
They say 10 minutes of walking is enough.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Every day.
Just for
something.
Right. Back in the day, I knew a guy that was well into his 90s, and he looked 90s, but he was still moving great, like beyond 90. And his thing was, I just walk. That's literally all it is. The death can't catch up if I keep walking. It was his philosophy.
Death is very slow.
He is a very slow dude. I mean, he's just got a robe and just hovering everywhere. It's like the snail. There's new evidence to suggest that a low-carb diet could be a replacement for medication for type 2 diabetes.
Here we go again,
Steve. Come on.
Jeez.
We know. I'm going to throw it in there. Smoking might lead to lung cancer.
What they're saying is like a mild
drinking,
form of type
not good
two.
For you.
Come on.
Fast food. Probably not the best.
For diabetes.
Try a Mediterranean diet.
Because they saw that a low-carb diet could help actually repair the pancreas a little bit. It could recover if it was, you know, an early enough stage of type 2.
But. Right. Well, it just makes sense, too, is all that's going to break down into sugars.
Exactly.
Yogurt. So. Gut health.
Right.
Well, what is it, you know, when they tell you that you're pre-diabetic? What's the thing that they tell you to do? Start eating right. Exercise a little bit more.
Has your doctor ever said, look, whatever you do, start eating wrong?
Right. It was the dumbest thing to me always when I was growing up. You have to love yourself before, you know, before you can start losing weight and getting in shape. It's like, okay, I love me. Let's go. No, loving yourself means putting what's right into your body and helping it by exercise.
I love me.
Look,
Mike,
if someone says that you have a disease, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go to the doctor and you don't know what's wrong with you, and the doctor says, we checked your blood, you got this, blah, right?
Yeah.
You go, oh, man, that's heavy duty. But if you knew you could eat your way into a disease,
oh, God.
Wouldn't you do everything you could not to do that?
Correct.
Do what I'm saying? Is
yes.
Like, it would be like one of those journalists who come along and say, like, I'm going to write a book about something, so I'm going to eat myself into diabetes.
Right.
And then I'm going to figure my way out.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to eat my way into a disease, you see. And then I'm going to diet and lose the weight.
There's a new list of the toughest jobs in America.
Toughest?
Yeah.
What makes it tough?
I have no idea, Ted. I just know what the list has.
I assume working right. fast food, because you yeah, might be right, assaulted no by anyone.
You're on the front lines out there.
Right.
Number three, doctors. They say have it a little bit tough out there.
All right, so not dangerous, but tough.
Correct.
All right.
Well, doctors got to be tough, because if you mess up on surgery or something, or you don't diagnose somebody with something.
Exactly. Exactly.
Would you rather be a surgeon or a regular doctor? Because I figure, like, if you're a surgeon and someone dies on the table, say, hey, we told you the risk.
Well, but
right.
typically,
I mean, that's your out.
Yeah, but typically it's not the doctor, it's the anesthesiologist.
Right.
So I think I'd rather be a surgeon, because a surgeon is putting together that piece of IKEA furniture or
yeah.
fixing it. Where the doctor just goes, I think your table needs a new leg. All right. But the surgeon goes in there and actually puts a leg on the table. I think it'd just be a better sense.
Well,
of-
and they get their room, it's all sanitary. They get to listen to their music while they're on there. They're running yeah. the show. Like, yeah, I think surgeon would be better.
Also, surgeons get in there at like 4 o'clock in the morning. They're done by 8:30.
Yeah, I'm going to go golf.
They got a real early schedule.
Number two is military, as far as the toughest jobs in America.
And what is number one?
Construction.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess that's an inherent danger.
Mm-hmm. Being tough, yeah. I would think dangerous, too. Probably driving an Uber. A cab driver traditionally was like a dangerous job.
Yeah.
But I guess Uber is maybe not as dangerous because there's no money exchange.
Oh, maybe.
True.
The cab driver, right, that was always a big issue. Those guys had to have money on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Professors have found a way to detect AI-written essays from their students. Hmm. Apparently, humans use more engagement techniques.
And also, you know the students in your class.
Yeah, no kidding.
Billy's an idiot. He did not get right. I mean,
he didn't
you know.
Write that.
That's how most teachers seem to break it down when I was growing up. And you can be a lot more honest and forthright with kids. Like, Billy, I know your parents helped you. No, they didn't help. Like, you've been stupid for 8 months. You can tell me now you understand vocabulary.
Right.
Get out
well,
of here.
Well, and what they were saying is that you're correct. So AI is grammatically correct. They're factually correct throughout the entire
there
thing.
There is your issue.
But it's very textbook. It's I'm talking at you. Whereas the essays from the actual students, the human students, they use a lot more rhetorical questions. They use
sure.
a lot more parables, a lot more examples. Like
the
they,
way people
they,
actually talk.
They try to connect with the audience that they're talking to, whereas ChatGPT and AI...
Here's your info.
Here it is, exactly. There's new research into the opposite phenomenon of deja vu. Has anybody ever heard of this one?
This has never happened before.
Where you do something real and then you, what, dream about
so
it later?
So it's called jamais vu, and it's a phenomenon where you see something familiar, but it feels wrong. It feels off. It feels fake. So you're looking at my face, but you're like, was that pimple always there? Was that...
Okay, something kind of subtle like
right,
that.
Why is your beard more red than it usually is? That sort of a thing. Like, it feels like it's wrong, like you're dreaming or something
okay.
like that.
Okay, all right.
Which is wild. I don't want to question my reality.
I don't know if I've ever... gone through that.
I have not even gone through deja vu, so...
You've never had deja vu?
No, sir.
Damn.
I just assume that everything is in its place, and in its place it shall be.
It's not that. I assume everything in its place, but that's why you notice it, because you're like, I swear
I know,
to God,
I know
right?
this. I know, I know this.
You don't go, like, looking for it. You just find yourself out of nowhere, right? You're just in this position where you're like, how do I know what Miles is
about to
say?
Because I've been in this place in a dream.
Or something.
And now I'm looking around, I'm like, I'm
wait
really
a
here.
Minute.
I'm really here now.
May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. And it's time to be aware.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 or more expert-backed methods for self-improvement. Routines matter. In order to make the most out of every day, it all starts the same way. I wake up at 3:45, lie in bed, collect my thoughts and farting. Then I grab the leash, a young Henry, and off we go.
That's
he barks at empty bags cascading down the street. I bag up his offerings, fart a few more times, and now I know the Hershey Highway is open for business. Back inside, Henry enjoys a hearty meal. I grab a cup of coffee and man's other best friend, a couple of cigarettes. because you really want the colon stew all blended up and ready to be served. Then just like in Apollo 11, splashdown, shower, dress, and I'm ready to take on this whole of a day.
Oh, damn. All right. Thank you, PD. So these are expert-backed methods for self-improvement, how to be a better person, basically. They start by saying, identify your values. Ultimately, what helps make someone a better person is if they feel that they are living in alignment with their values.
Well, sure.
While we all likely have varying ideas about what being a good person means, we can become better people by figuring out what that means for us and then emulating those qualities in our everyday lives.
Much like a serial killer.
Exactly.
I value killing people.
I'm okay with
I this. Live within this, yeah.
I'm making the world a better place.
Gives me peace at night.
Yes.
I sleep better at night when I kill someone. Practice self-reflection. Once you've identified your values, practice some deep self-reflection to truly reach your full potential. Says a licensed therapist. We can be a better version of ourselves without understanding the gap between who we are right now and where we want to be. In order to do what we need, consistent, rigorous self-examination.
Also, a lot of times it requires money.
Yeah. Have you ever been to any of these counselors?
I have not.
None of them are happy like this.
No?
No. I've been to individual counseling, marital counseling, counseling when I was a child. Counseling's great. I'm just saying, like, these people don't practice this stuff.
My life sucks, man.
They're listening to people's crap all day.
Don't do what
that's
I did.
That's a tough day, man.
God, man, that's a hard job.
This is one that my wife does that I've never gotten into myself, but they say try journaling. One way to self-reflect is by starting a journaling routine using mindful prompts or by using self-help workbooks. Engaging with mindful journaling can aid in getting to know yourself more intimately.
Does she actually read it, though?
I don't believe
like
so,
Like, a lot of people just write stuff that, like anything, it's kind of like when you're in an argument with the wife, you send a response via text, and you see those three dots for 15 minutes, but in the end, it says, okay. So sometimes it's good to get something out of it, because clearly what they have typed to you is horrible.
Absolutely.
And it is how they feel, but they also understand you don't need to see that.
Yeah.
So just,
and I think she's gone back to, like, you know, a decade ago or something like that, just to see where you're at.
I think some thoughts are best kept to yourself.
Yes.
And not on paper as proof.
I used to journal more. I don't anymore. But that's like my funny...
for the stop or...
I don't know. I just kind of got out of the habit. But I know a lot of people that swear by it.
All right.
I'll write down notes if I feel like they're good ideas for being creative in the show.
Sure.
But I would never... Like, if you dictated me in a car about everything I said about every driver on the road, and then someone out... Read it out loud.
Well, it's not too shady.
But, well, yeah, but yeah, exactly. You're a journal. Nobody journals like in
a... Hey, read this.
Driving. Yeah.
They say to change your perspective. Self-improvement is not just about relationships or self-confidence. It's also about developing maturity, finding happiness, and building resilience. Change your perspective, which is a lot harder to do than it is to say.
Of course.
You know, because that's a mindset that's kind of set on a track, and uprooting that is not exactly the easiest thing. Work on accountability. Work on accountability. While being a good person is relative, a common characteristic associated with being a good person is being able to hold oneself accountable and remain humble. Own up to your crap. At the end of the day, own up to your doggone crap.
People still get mad if you don't care as much as they do.
Yeah.
You did so-and-so. I sure did.
Yes, I did.
I got no problem admitting that. You care more than me. Right. I've already checked out of this conversation, but stay mad.
I'm not upset about it.
Yeah,
but I did it.
But don't get mad about that. I just don't care.
Practice forgiveness. Along with staying accountable, being able to accept another's apology for a wrong thing done to you can be a powerful tool toward self-improvement.
Well, if it's sincere...
Exactly.
Until somebody honestly means it, you're like, I got it, man. It's good.
Yeah. All right.
Dumbass. I always say, just don't forget.
Sure.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Like, you might forgive somebody. Like, cool. We're good. But, like, I'm not agreeing to do that again with you.
Yeah. Obviously. Right.
I'm only going to step in mud once.
Correct.
Try new things. This person says, as a therapist, I find that stepping outside of your comfort zone and trying new things can help provide new information and insight.
Okay, see, I don't get that support from my wife. I said, maybe this is Tina.
Cool. Yeah. I'm going to try this for
She's
a minute.
She's like, I'm not feeling this.
Watch what she does with her tongue right
now. Yeah, see right there? Woo! I've never...
Look at that. Did you see that swirl?
Never had that experience.
Ah, damn it.
Woo! Woo!
Prioritize your loved ones. Focusing on your family, friends, and loved ones can help you not just in your interpersonal relationships and the way others see you, but in your own happiness overall. What do you know? Take care of the ones that are closest to you.
To me, that just it's like instinctive.
Right.
And
this
when
is
I'm
my
hanging
group
out with
and
the family, right, it's not a conscious effort. You just kind of have their back.
Exactly.
in spite of who they are.
Even
sometimes.
If you don't want to have
them. I know. Right. When you don't
God,
want to.
Like, man.
That's
damn
the
it.
Whole basis behind it. Is like, I like you as a person overall more than this stupid-ass thing that you keep doing.
Right. It always sounds like this. Like, you know I got you, man. Whatever you do. God, don't do that, though.
Right, just please don't.
I have that cop probably at least once a week with one of the kids. Like, listen, now I hear you. Don't get upset about it. Your dad's got your back, but can you just not do that?
Okay, so I get it. Just
it's Jesus. Hard to defend.
Yeah. Like, that was... I had to tell my son last week. I'm like, look, man, he got in trouble for something, and we're having a quick discussion. I said, look, man, I know your mom's already gotten up in your ass about this, so I'm not going to pile on. But I'm like, you know better than to do this thing. He's like, I know. And I'm like, on a side note, it's actually pretty funny, but you can't do it.
Right.
I was like, I can't lie to you that actually. And the reason I told him that is because I was struggling not to laugh. So I just thought it'd be better if I told him, look, I honestly think that is hilarious. But man, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
But if you're going to do something like that, make sure it is funny.
Expert back methods for self-improvement. They say to improve your communication. Try working on active listening and communication. There are skills that require practice but help contribute overall to a sense of being a good person. By honing these skills, you'll be able to support the people around you and be regarded as a genuine person who cares about those around them.
Active listening.
Ta-da.
Not just waiting for the person to stop so you can say right. what you already had in your frickin' head.
Exactly. You're staring at their mouth waiting for it to stop moving.
Oh, God. It's like... You're not listening.
You know, there was one, we had an auction workshop with a bunch of auctioneers with the company that I worked for, and they brought in an improv artist.
All right.
And one of the things that they did to help active listening was we played a game where you could only start your sentence with the last letter of the last word of the person in front
okay.
of you.
So it's basically like the hookup with Ryan Castle.
Right, Ryan does the hookup at noon right here on 99.9 KISW. basically, it's the same way with your conversation. That way it forces you to listen to every word that person says before you start what it is that you say.
Yeah, probably good exercise.
Yeah.
Yemen.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike. I'll start with an E on
take
something.
A
go
pause.
Ahead.
Oh, there's not a lot of Y words.
No, there's not.
It says, yeah.
And then I'll leave you with this last one. This is the last expert back method for self-improvement, and it's going to be very obvious. Miles already said it. Seek therapy.
Yeah.
Sometimes speaking to a professional can be the best way to find and support and clarify your path towards happiness and self-improvement. Visiting with a therapist, personal coach, or someone qualified to give spiritual advice can help arm you with the tools that you need to reach your personal development goals. Ask somebody that knows the brain better than you.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes too, like I say all the time, it just helps to say stuff out loud. For me, anyhow.
Sure, absolutely. Getting it out there.
And there's certain things that you just can't, you're not going to say to other people because people run their mouths.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's a good part about therapy too. It's like, all
right. Right. It's a journal that actually has somebody on the other end of it. That's not going to do anything with it other than just help you with it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't think it's just me. We all have some dark thoughts.
Absolutely.
But you don't want to say them out loud.
No.
Right. But with your therapist, you can be like, honestly, I'm not feeling great about this.
You ever just see that cat walking out there? I just want to skin it.
Or, you know, just like, honestly, I don't like this dog.
Right.
But, that like, I sucks. Got him. Like, I guess if I sent him away, I'd be a bad person. You know, but, like, I'm not going to be like, Mike, do you want this dog? I really don't like it.
Police in Utah got into a slow-speed chase with an erratic driver, but you won't believe who was behind the wheel, Miles.
Who was behind the wheel?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we had Tizzy Drink Desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks of Black Raven Brewing, proud brewers of the Men's Room IPA and the Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager. And today we toast 71-year-old Yvette Ferguson of Hollywood, California. Now, Yvette has been in movies since 1994, starting with the classic Jean-Claude Van Damme flick, Time Cop. And by classic, of course, I mean a steaming pile of cinematic feces. However, she most recently brought her talents to the yet-to-be-released movie, Final Destination, Bloodlines, where apparently a whole family is being targeted by death. I just saw the commercial. Anyway, the movie itself promises to be stupid, but you know that already. But anyway, Yvette, she's a stunt woman. A 71-year-old stunt woman, and she just set the world record for the oldest person ever to be set on fire.
Oh!
This is an honest-to-God caveat they made.
All right.
They said, oh, Oldest person ever to be set on fire on camera. You see, she gets burned to death in the opening scene of the upcoming movie on purpose. And apparently the cast and the crew knew that she was going to break the world record and broke into applause after she was extinguished. But congratulations.
So, on fire on purpose.
They actually put the caveat in. They're like, she broke the record for oldest living person set on fire. Honest to God.
Who
like,
wanted to be set on
fire? It was like 2 hours
fire.
Later, like, turned out not entirely true.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. They just wanted to clear that up. But that's crazy, man. And I Googled
that's
her.
Awesome.
That's a good-looking 71-year-old woman.
All right.
Take my word for it. Sir T. Yvette, congratulations, you crispy freak. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola!
Let's get a contestant online for Profile This Now. 206-803-ROCK, Profile This is next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.